Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about sustainability in agriculture and natural resources. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor in the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Aquaculture. Leslie, I understand your job is to help others learn more about environmental conservation. What do people mean when they talk about environmental sustainability?
It generally refers to our ability to enjoy those benefits that the environment provides indefinitely. Many people do not really understand or even appreciate the fact that our daily lives are greatly impacted by the health of the environment. The food we eat, the air we breathe, the fuel that heats our homes and gets us to work, all of this comes from the natural world. So environmental sustainability refers to the need to balance this need with that need to maintain those resources and their ability to be provided for us into the future.
We often hear talk about sustainability in the context of natural resources like coal or oil. These natural resources are considered non-renewable because they cannot renew or remake themselves. So how does sustainability work in cases like these?
Well, in these cases, sustainability is really the most important. It's this concept that encompasses several ideas of protection and responsibility, regulation and self-control. We simply cannot continue to use these non-renewable resources as if there was no end to them. And as the world's human populations grow and the standard of living increases, these demands for all our natural resources are going to expand. And so the need for sustainable use of these resources, especially those that are finite and non-renewable, will become even more pressing.
News stories often mention work to find alternative energy sources like solar or wind energy because fuels like coal and oil are non-renewable and are often tied to foreign countries. But sustainability issues are not only about fuel.
Closer to home in Mississippi, we can look at several sustainability issues that are not fuel-related. For example, trees are a renewable natural resource, and good forestry practices are examples of good environmental sustainability. When done wisely, the rate of a tree harvest doesn't exceed their replacement, so there's that vision of meeting future needs. In our state, we're not generally cutting down native forest. Landowners and companies are growing trees specifically to be harvested, much like we do with corn or soybeans or cotton. And we're doing a great job of it in the state. But another important issue here and across this nation is water. And unlike trees, water is considered to be a non-renewable resource. We can't make more water. And there are two ways it becomes critical, in its quality and in its quantity. When I say water quality, I'm referring to how clean and usable that water is. So poor water quality is polluted and not well suited for our use. Water quantity refers to how much water is available.
We get a lot of rain here in the southeast. How can water be an issue in the state?
Not all that rainwater stays here. Some portion runs off into rivers and eventually into the Gulf of Mexico. Some sinks into the ground where it might not be so easily accessible. And not all that rain comes when we need it. So irrigation of crops during the hot, dry summer months become very important to producing a good yield. So there's a need to manage our water use so there's enough for the producers as well as communities and as well as for wildlife.
Farmers need good soil, too. I suppose that's a natural resource.
Yes, and it is one that needs to be used in a sustainable fashion. Soil can be lost to erosion, either by blowing away in the wind or washing away with rainfall. It can also be overused, causing it to lose its fertility and its ability to grow good crops or raise healthy livestock.
Are there ways to farm more sustainably?
There are a whole host of practices known as best management practices, like tilling the soil less often, or overseeding a winter crop to prevent soil loss and build soil health. Others are a little more intensive, like fencing cattle out of the creek or catching rain in catchment basins. There's a lot of information to help the landowners.
And where would we go to get more information on this?
The Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, is a federal agency that's tasked with helping landowners using their land sustainably. There are local county offices that can provide help with anyone that would want, from site visits to discuss those issues, and there's even opportunities for financial assistance. We are working on training our local county extension agents. We've started a new program in the Extension Service that we're calling STARS, Sustainability Training in Natural Resource Systems.
Today we've been speaking with Leslie Berger, Assistant Extension Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.